Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, Saints. Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today is March 18th, 2021.
Saints, the world is in trouble. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and you need to get a hold of Dan quicker, call him on his cell. Text him, let him know you're going to call, and it's 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find all the breaking news, updates about the Wichita Mission Church, and the radio program archives. And all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, folks, remember, we are a national satellite radio program which simulcasts live on international YouTube, some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base. It's worldwide places like Durban, South Africa, Helsinki, Finland, Munich, Germany, and in the United States, we have Kansas City, Missouri, Oklahoma City, San Jose, your hometown, California.
Yeah.
And in Wichita is the number one listener that listens when it posts to the podcast later tonight.
Read that Finland thing again.
Helsinki.
Say it again.
Helsinki.
No, the way you said it.
Helsinki.
You know what, folks? I've been calling it Helsinki, and I'm here to tell you that
Helsinki, Finland.
Helsinki sounds a lot closer to it. So
yeah, when you said that, it was in my head. You have been saying Helsinki.
I know. Well, but actually, she's better actually normally pronouncing words than I am, especially biblical words. By the way, folks, send us an email to radio@massagebranch.org or text to my phone, 316-619-4886. Let us know where you're hailing from. Follow us and share with us on Twitter, Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Make sure you check out our Facebook also because it's got video. You just go Messiah's Branch, and Messiah's Branch will appear. It's got a page. Anyway, Frank says it is Helsinki, and he's been there twice. I'd almost like to bring him on and ask him about that. You've actually been out of the country and in Finland. Well, in Finland, do they have a bunch of Finns? What's the story? Anyway, now I'm joking, of course, folks over there in Finland. I'm picking on Frank. Anyway, now I'll say a prayer, and then we'll have a song, get into the program. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out their ears in which to hear and receive the truth. So, Father Yahweh, in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Let's have the song. Folks, love that song. What do you like that song?
Yeah, I love all Brother Ben's songs.
Right, but you know that one is so special. You know, back when he had for maybe over a year or so, I don't know, he had that little radio program. It was only on 15 minutes on shortwave, and that was his lead-in. He'd use part of that as his lead-in song.
And when we first was acquainted with him, we used his music in the church, and we used that song every service.
Yeah, amen. It's a wonderful song. It really, really is. Anyway, and the Father is in control. And I started off, I put it on at the end. I was going to talk some about how in all the battleground states, the ones that Trump wanted to take to court in front of the Supreme Court and everything, you know, and the Supreme Court rejected his lawsuits on, you know, merit and grounding, not the merits of the cases. But in each one of those states, the very things that he took them to court for, they're now winning again, you know what I'm saying, that they're changing them around. But I decided I want to get to this first. And so I don't know if we'll end up to that, but let's go with this.
Well, on a side note, I am a member of Trump train and almost all the Trump things. I got a notification from one of them. I think I posted it. Said Trump started an organization when he left office to continue on their agenda. So they're working behind the scenes. They haven't stopped doing anything. They're doing everything they was doing when he was in office, and they're still doing it.
Well, they're trying to, but they're greatly hampered by things like,
right.
You know.
But it's good
president
to know that he's still back there working for us.
Right. Amen. Praise the Father for that. But, you know, things like now Boeing was taking money that they were going to use here, and they're you know, Ford, rather, is now building a plant for the Ford Rangers someplace else and that they were going to do here.
Because well, of course, we're going to lose a lot of jobs.
Well, they're going to raise the taxes back up to where they were. That, and by lowering those taxes that we did, that's when we got the companies to come back to the United States, and they all screamed, yay, yay, yay. Well, they're going to take away those taxes and those tax cuts, and they're going to make it even harder than it was before. And so everything's going out of the way, you know. And Putin, you know, okay, I guess we'll get into a little bit of that.
Well, I try my best to listen to Biden when he talks, but I just can't stomach him.
I don't listen to that guy. There's nothing.
The other day
there.
He said his $1,400 in his American pockets in there, and their shots in their arm is going to create 7 million jobs by the end of the summer. Really?
Stop. I want to make sure we have time for our Bible thing, but I'm going to throw this one thing in because it has to do with our Bible thing, because we can get started on Trump and stuff, and I'll never get this Bible study in. Okay. Putin has recalled the United States ambassador to the United States. Now, that's something that you do when you're about to go to war with somebody or your relations are completely gone. But he also wished Biden good health after the president. Biden called him a killer the other day in an interview. And so Biden returned that by saying that, you know, he wished him good health and everything. But, you know, he is really pushing Russia to the point of almost warfare. And, you know, with Biden in charge of the presidency, I question how America could even possibly win, because if we fight Russia, we also fight China and we also fight Iran all at the same time, And you know what? All our, he's got our military worried about right now is whether to make pregnancies for women. So, but this is really bad. But God is not, you know, if you read your Bible, you'll find that there are things in corruption, especially in the first chapters of Joshua. You'll find out how the military lost a battle, an important battle, and it was because of some corruption, sexual corruption that was within the ranks. And it didn't correct itself until Joshua killed that person and corrected things back. And so the Father is not going to bless this country. He's not going to, he will not bless sin. That's the point.
Right.
He will not bless sin. But we need to get into this deep here. I want to get into this Bible study. And America, well, I don't know if America is the mystery Babylon, but it is taking on the pretext of it. I mean, you know, but let's go with this, and it'll explain itself as it goes. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Do you want to
chapter
read
three.
Want me to? Chapter 3.
Yeah.
2 Timothy chapter 3. Okay, you want to read
it?
Okay. Go to.
This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Okay, we're going to about go line by line. Perilous times will come. That perilous also, if you folks that don't know, perilous means what?
Terrible.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
It's perilous. It's a perilous journey to walk through a bad part of town at night. You might get beat up in mud. Perilous. Dangerous.
Okay. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boosters, proud, blasphemers, and disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy.
Oh, covetousness. That's breaking the covetous. I mean, coveting
everything.
Wanting
right.
everything. Wanting everybody's everything.
Not happy with what you have and wanting what everybody else does.
Right. Boasters and proud. You can't tell me that's not America and probably the world, but I can only judge America because I'm not in other parts of
right.
the world. I can't tell what they're doing. Blasphemers. I have never heard so much blasphemy out there now, even being put forth from the church
right.
into going things by accepting other gods and say that we can be with them and all those things. Blasphemy is just broadly, and this is some of the things that's going to go in my new book, by the way, I'm working on, folks. That is if this donated laptop ends up working. If not, folks, I need a 17-inch screen laptop. I need it desperately. I've got a book, and it can even, the money from it will help this ministry. I got it in my head. I want to get it out, but I need this laptop to get it done. Anyway, disobedient to parents. Have you ever seen children so disobedient as they are right now?
No.
No, not at all. Unthankful. Nobody's thankful for anything. You know, I
wouldn't say nobody, but an awful lot of people are unthankful.
Right, and it really is amazing. You do a whole bunch, and the more you do for a lot of these people, the more they want more. But I'll tell you what, the homeless and poor that we minister to, they're always telling me how thankful they are. They are always very thankful for what they get, more than the people in the regular world. Okay.
Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good.
That's just despisers of those that are good. That's what's going on with the left. The left right now is condemning everything the right is. Everything that is good, they're calling evil. They're calling it bad, and they're getting away with it. And other countries are in all, as we've pointed out. Truth breakers, they don't keep it. False accusers, boy, look at what they did to the justices and everything else. They know that if they just make a false accusation and scream about it loud enough, they have been winning with it. Okay.
Okay, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Yeah, and that goes without saying. Lovers of pleasures, they were doing anything to seek pleasure, even it goes against the laws of the Father, then, you know, they would rather do that. You know what I mean? And people would rather go at... They don't want to go to church. A lot of people don't want to go to church because of the mere fact or have biblical meetings because it interrupts their Friday. We're supposed to be doing it when it gets dark on Friday night, technically, or sometime during the Sabbath, which is Friday dark, Saturday dark. You should be meeting and having a holy convocation. But the world, what happens at Friday at dark? We noticed the other day in Wichita, we driving around, all the cars on the road.
Everybody's headed out to get paychecks cashed and go to the movies or go, well, not now with COVID, but go out to eat, go do their thing, go to the bar, whatever. They're not going to church.
Right. And even on Saturday, it's the same way. It, you know, on the Saturday daytime part, the daytime part of the Sabbath, then you have people the same way. They don't want to give that up for the Bible, you know. Anyway, so move on.
Okay, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
Godliness, and that's meaning having a biblical worldview and doing the things that we're talking about and being in, within the Torah, being within the Word. That's what we're talking about. So people have a form of godliness, say, oh, we're holy, or holy. But they're not. Look deeply into them. Look who they follow.
Okay, for this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts.
Different lusts. In other words, you got all the, instead of the women doing the normal biblical things and being right, trying to raise families and everything, and the whole family doing these things, these people, it says creep into this house, but they, but they're luring them out of their households. You know what I mean? Out of their households, out of their houses. Let's say homes. That would be a better word. It, creep into their homes and lead captive women, captivate them with the lust that they're getting them with. See, it says led away with different lusts. Come on, out here, let's go do this. Let's go have the sexual immorality.
When women went into the workforce and the women's lib thing all came about, that was the destruction of the family structure.
That was part of it. The other part, it was led also by the, of course, by the 501c we talked about.
Okay, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen. No, people don't have a biblical worldview. They consistently go like this with their phones. Keep learning. It doesn't matter if they learn something different 5 minutes later when they find a new link. They go, oh, well, this is it. And then they go, oh, this is it. And oh, this is it. Never come to an anchorage in a place that says, no, this is actually it. And going away from others. They're not coming to the knowledge of the truth. They're not acceptance of the knowledge of the truth that you can only get from a biblical worldview. What?
And for the most part now, you look up something online, it's not even the real definition. They've changed definitions to match their agendas.
Right. That's why I hang on to old books and old Bibles.
Exactly.
And things like that. Okay. And that's a fact. Just because you Google it don't mean there's any truth in it.
Okay. Now, as Janes and Jamborees withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith.
Reprobate. Reprobate means that's it. It's over with. There are some people that can't be saved because they're reprobate. Their brains burn up like a dog. Well,
okay.
Actually, more dogs have more. Anyway.
Right.
I repent. I don't want to offend all the dogs out there.
Okay. Right. So, the dogs can be saved, right?
No, but just go on. I was joking.
Okay, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was.
And so, yes, that it will be revealed, and that is going to revealed, and that's what my new book's going to be about. It's going to about the great revealing, and it's something I know I can write, and something I've got. Everything in line. I need a laptop to get that done. I'm praying this one works, but if not, I need a big screen laptop. The newer, the better. Pray about it. If you guys got an extra one, send it to me.
But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, love, and patience.
Okay. The reason I put love in there for you to read is because charity, if you look it up, a lot of people are going, well, what's charity? Giving stuff away. Well, in a sense. But if you look up the word charity in the King James Bible, and that's what we're using, it's the definition of charity is love. Okay.
Okay. Persecutions, affections.
Afflictions.
Huh?
Afflictions.
Oh, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me.
Yeah, Yahweh delivered him. This is Paul talking. Persecutions, afflictions, which came to me in Antioch and these other places. What persecutions I endured. In other words, he was really severely persecuted. Read your Bible, it'll tell you that.
Okay, yay. And all that will live godly in Yeshua Messiah shall suffer persecutions.
Do you hear that? All that will live godly in Yeshua Messiah, or Messiah Yeshua, whichever case you want to say, shall suffer persecution. But
evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
Okay, go ahead. You know,
and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is Yeshua Messiah.
Okay, well, when we come back, we'll probably have to reread that in a sense. But it says, you should know that Timothy's mother was a blood Jew, you know. And so, it says, from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Messiah Yeshua. The only Scripture, if Holy Scriptures, that's pointing to the Torah. Period.
Yes.
And Paul says right here, he was able to be wise unto salvation. In other words, he would be able to save because his faith, which is in Messiah Yeshua, which is in the Torah. Messiah is in the Torah. Paul just said it. We'll talk to him about that when we get back. Tell him where you can find us, and we'll get back.
You can find all the mission updates, radio program archives, all of our contact information, and everything is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com, and we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Only but for a moment, when measured on God's time, we'll be seated together at the table of the Lord to dine. So save me a place beside you till my journey on earth is done, and you'll be the second one that I'll see. But first I want to see God's Son. Just a moment and I'll be there. But in the meantime, God's love I'll share. Carry on without you, though the journey may be very hard. But Jesus will be here to help me against the enemy to stay on guard. I'm only in this world just a passing through, with our precious Lord as my guide. And it'll only be just a little while, and I'll see you on the other side.
Bible says that Jesus is God. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. We are told that he is the image of the invisible God, and that by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Bearing this in mind, let us consider the fact that it was Jesus who in 6 days created the heavens and the earth.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God, Elohim, Jesus, ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God, Elohim, Jesus, blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work. Yes, it was Jesus who sanctified the Sabbath day at the time of creation, thousands of years before the commandments were given on Mount Sinai. It was Jesus on Mount Sinai who wrote the commandments in stone, and it was Jesus who laid down his life to pay the death penalty required for breaking the commandment to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Let us not tempt Christ as some of them also tempted, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin,
and you're listening to Massage Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And for the record, folks, we want to make sure you get in to program two I do later tonight. It's going to be Michael Snyder, and he always has a lot of things, good things to tell. Well, I don't know if you call good, but goodly reported things, in the sense that, you know, but everything's good, even the bad right now, because, you know, even the bad, that knows that we're coming closer to Yeshua. That is return of the earth soon. So now, tonight, we're talking about basically the lawlessness that's out there that is turning America into mystery Babylon, into a mystery Babylon. I'm not necessarily know if it's the one that the Bible talks about being destroyed. I really strongly feel that way, but I can't say absolute. But anyway. Okay, so we left off. We were reading from the Word, which is Timothy.
2 Timothy chapter 3.
Yeah, okay. And so now we're at, we came to this part and we started to talk about it. But we're going to redo it. Okay, go, just read these.
14 again.
Read 14 and 15 again, and then go ahead and read 16, all three of them.
Okay. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Yeshua Messiah. All scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Yahweh may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Okay, now I want to break this down. Okay, it says, continue in the things that thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Again, Timothy, Paul's talking to Timothy. Timothy's mother was a blood Jew, and so the only holy scriptures that there could be talking about was the Torah, the whole Tanakh, that which is, the Tanakh is a word that we use for the Old Testament. So for most people, so they're talking about the Old Testament being the holy scriptures, which are what? Able to make a person wise unto salvation through faith in Messiah Yeshua. So that's pointing out that Messiah Yeshua, it has to be in the Old Testament. You know, it has to be there. But what does he say over here too? Now, if Paul is somebody that preached that they say that the Torah is done away with, the Old Testament's done away with, then why would he say all scripture, and the only scripture they had, all scripture, is the Old Testament, all scripture is given by what?
Inspiration
of Yahweh. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Okay, so when that is what the Torah is called, first five books of the Bible, it's called for the instruction. You know, it's like a, it means, it's a archery term. It's an, it means an arrow hitting the mark. The mark is the bullseye. Missing the mark is sin. Okay? So why would he be pointing you something that in the same hand that he's told, that people claim that he also told in letters to Timothy that he, that the Torah was done away with and gone? We wouldn't, you know, and he's talking to Timothy. But what, for what purpose? The purpose of the Torah, the instruction, is so that the man of Yahweh may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. And so that's what they, that's the schoolmaster, that's what they use. So what is, so then we come in here. So what is sin? Sin again, it, up here we're talking about people being in this. We talked about people in iniquity. What is iniquity?
Lawlessness.
Right. Iniquity means being without law. And what is the law? If you look up the word law, you'll find the word Torah. And we have a confirmation of that, of this, also in Matthew 24, which is what?
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Matthew 24:12.
Okay, and so Yeshua said that, and Paul is really abounding what he says, because what did he say in here? He said that because of iniquity, where we have it, okay, it says without natural affection and truth, but wait a minute, where's the lovers of the, okay, traitors, high men, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Yahweh. Anyway, it says iniquity, you know, it would be abound, you know, it would come out. And why is that? Because of not having God's natural law in. And what does God's natural law tell us?
The Torah.
Well, right, but it has two things, folks. It has to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two things hang all the law and the prophet. Yeshua said that. Yeshua was pointing back to the Torah also, and to love your neighbor. Where does love your neighbor come from? You say, well, it comes from the New Testament. No, Yeshua said it because he knew it from something else, from the Torah. He was quoting Torah as what he was doing. So what we have here is a complete, America has fallen away from the instructions of Yahweh. Even people don't even go by the New Testament in some of these churches. Otherwise, there wouldn't be all the homosexuality and all the other things abounding in same-sex marriage. But the point of the matter is through this lawlessness, there is a great revealing. If you have a biblical worldview, and really, 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 folks, look at the Bible from the point of view of the people that wrote it. If you look out there at the world, you'll see it. The sin is so all around you, it will make you throw up. But people don't look from a biblical worldview. People are becoming more lovers of the world. That's why it's going to be such a narrow group that...
And lovers of sin, because when they go to get conviction from it, they're told that they're under grace, it's okay.
Yeah, and that's a lawless church, you know. And they're just doing that so they can appease people to get them to stay in a church, because why do they need church members? The main reason they want, you know, is that's more money.
Right, people don't want to be convicted of their sins. They'd rather have somebody say it's okay and have it twisted around so that they can still sin and, you know, be happy with their lives. They don't want to change.
Yeah.
If they did, they would.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it really, really is a big deal. Just a second. Anyway, so we're going to go on into, I think we got plenty of time. So, amen. So this is another one of my favorite teachings. But first, folks, you have to remember that, you know, this is all pointing to the time of the end, and there's not going to be any flying out, you know, to avoid all this thing. That's why we're going to be put in great tribulation. the revealing happened, the great revealing happened, so that we could see what was coming and be able to judge what was good and bad. But it's going to get simple. The sin is going to abound so much more, and so that's why these judgments are coming upon America, and America will be judged. If you want to call up, say, well, why will the house of God be judged? It's one of my people that you know, writes books, pointed out, said, well, America's still good. They do this and this and the other. Well, that then, so what, basically what he's saying, he's calling America the house of God. The house of God gets judged first. Okay, so let's go into this. I want to show you folks why you're not flying out of here. Matthew chapter 13.
The same day went Yeshua out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into the ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore.
Okay, so he went out to preach, and there were so many people, they were crowded him, so he got in a boat, and he went out a little bit, and they crowded around the shore, because they were trying to get him. Go ahead.
And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by his wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some a hundredfold, some sixtyfold, and some thirtyfold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. In other words, if you want to know, then you get right with the Lord and he'll reveal it to you. Otherwise, it's a hidden mystery. You're not going to make no sense of it. It's going to be like people I hear say all the time, well, I don't read the Bible because I can't make no sense out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. For whosoever...
You take over for a minute.
Whosoever hath faith to him shall be given, and him that it shall have more abundance. Whoever have not faith to him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Okay. Therefore I speak to them in parables, not because they are seeing not and hearing not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Elias, which says, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, but you shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, they should understand in their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they shall see, and your ears, for they shall hear. For verily I say unto you, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, but have not heard them. Hear you therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away, which was sown in his heart. This he shall which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and with great joy receiveth it. But yet he hath not the root in himself, but endureth for a little while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word by which he is offended. So he's offended. That's talking about the people that are not grounded in the word. And so that when they're in the church, oh, well, I'm offended. So I'm going to leave so I can continue in my sin. He also that receiveth the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and becoming unfruitful. In other words, he hears the word and
doesn't want to buy it. He wants to keep on in his sin, so he just rejects the word.
Because he loves what?
The world. He loves what he's doing more than the word.
He loves the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, loves this world. But he that receiveth seed under the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, and also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. And so, amen. 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 So, he goes on to say, another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed the tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. And so the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou now sow good seed in thy field? From whence did these tares come from? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto them, Without though we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you'll root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And so, you know, so this is the wheat and tares. And I so much want to jump right in and tell you what it all means, but that would be silly, because Yeshua in turn gives the answer to what it all means perfectly. And so here is the answer to this. But in this, we'll go back and talk about it when I get done. Then Yeshua sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. But the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, where there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the Son of in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let them hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a... that's a different one. Okay, now, so what did he say? The wheat and tares. So,
he said the good will always be with the bad until the end, and then the bad will be thrown into the fire, and the good will...
Okay, let me ask you a question and answer it specifically, so to speak. This will get help the people. So he planted good seed, and then the good seed somehow got planted by the devil, right? You know, or the bad seed in it, the tares. And then he said, well, wait, let them grow together till when?
Till the harvest.
Till the harvest. And the harvest is the end of the world, he said.
Right.
So that means he doesn't say anything about taking out the good until...
Right.
And he doesn't... Actually, he does. And he says he'd gather the wheat into his barn. At the finale of things. And so, folks, this is Yeshua telling you, you're not flying out. You're going to be here until the end. You have to be as a light. You're his light to show the people the correct path, you know.
Because if you weren't going to be here, he would have never said, for those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And immediately after the tribulation, immediately after the tribulation. So if you were going to go before the tribulation, why would he say immediately after the tribulation, and why would he say those who endure to the end, same shall be saved?
Okay, and I'm going to add to your immediately after, and that's in Matthew 24, when the disciples ask him about when was the signs of his coming going to be in the signs of the end of the world. And he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, these things will happen. Then you shall see the sign of the Son of Man coming in the heavens with power and great glory. That's when he said he's going to come. So here's the point. If you are out there preparing to fly out, then you're really not being prepared, you know, at all. You're not going to, your heart's not going to endure the things that are coming and the things that are indeed here. And the Father did reveal to us that it has been revealed to many, many people that we are in that time of the end, and the iniquity, the lawlessness is so abound, and it's becoming worse and worse and worse every day. And so we are in that time of the end, and this is something I'm going to be able to biblically prove from the Bible in this new book that I'm going to write. I'm just really enthused about it today because the Father just showed me a bunch today. But so pray for it. But you know, you need to get a biblical world. It's one thing to read the Bible, but you got to live by it. You got to have a biblical worldview of things and the way that they looked at them, and you've got to live by that biblical worldview, or you're not going to be protected. Now, see, there's one thing that I know. I've seen, you know, especially working with the homeless and poor, I see so much taken away from people, and in desperation, they cry out in great faith, and miracles happen. Well, that's because they don't have all the things that, you know, other people have. You know, to fall in love with the world. You understand what I'm saying? They only have a little bit, so they're thankful for a little that is given to them. But the world isn't thankful for, you know, to the most part, for anything. And people are so stuck in the world. You're more interested in watching movies and doing this and that, and then taking time out for the Father or being about the Father's business. But you've got to be about the Father's business if you expect to get through this tribulation. And that's why he puts us in tribulation, is to get your attention. That's something else they pointed out to me. You know, I got stuck in a hospital for a couple of days here recently, and that was because I ate a piece of food that just got stuck. It gave me the most unendurable pain that I've ever had in my life, and even a cancer drug pain medicine they gave me wasn't even doing the job. It helped some, but it didn't help entirely. And so I was there, what, about 4 days?
You were there 4 days, four nights, 4 days, exactly.
Okay, and... But you know what? I really had a peace about myself, and you know, and I really, and then I didn't have food. What a funny thing! It was a fast because I couldn't have food and water until after 3.5 days. And but I came out of there. You know, I wasn't angry or upset or whatever, but it did make me realize a few things that I thought that I had been neglecting. But the point is, so by placing me in tribulation, I came out stronger and not weaker. I became stronger by my stay in the hospital. And so, you know, praise the Father. And for the record, I just passed that clump of food with some help from them, and everything's fine. Anyway, so Mission Church, love to talk about the Father's business, what's going on, and how you doing, how are we doing over there, blah, blah, blah. What do you think? Give us some news.
I think we're doing pretty good, but you know, more people are coming, which... I don't really feel good about big numbers. I'd rather have small numbers, because big numbers mean more people are, you know, not doing real well, but, you know, they're doing without, because when they are without a home, mostly, you know, they're homeless. Anyway, yeah, the numbers are up, and I expect them to keep climbing, but, yeah, we're done. We still need your support. We can't keep going without you, so.
Yeah,
and the support.
So far the support's been matching the increase is kind of what I'm saying, you know, and which the Father has kept us. You know, I when COVID first happened, I thought, oh boy, this is going to be a trip because people are going off work and we're going to lose a lot of, and we did lose a lot of donations. Some of them came back and some of them, you know, I don't ever hear from, but the Father maintained us through that.
Right, and there's a couple that have excelled above what they were giving that made up the difference for the ones that completely disappeared.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, yes, that's what happened. So in other words, he carried us through this bad tribulation time, and that's a fact. So we do need your ongoing prayers and support. And for the record, we had a vehicle problem, you know, which was disastrous first because.
I was thinking about that. It usually always, our vehicle problems usually always happen in March.
They do.
Yes. Every time it happens, that one goes, they all go, and they all go in March.
Well, I got an idea. Next year, let's skip March.
Sounds good to me.
For the record, what it is, see, I drive it. It's a 120-mile round trip to Wichita, to the Mission Church. And so we have to have a vehicles that run, but we can't afford brand new vehicles. Folks, we're not driving around in brand new vehicles. In fact, our houses, first house we bought right here in Florence, we bought from back taxes. But point is, we have to have good vehicles. We still have that old white car, But this old white car that we had, you know, is falling apart, literally.
And it's going to be refurbished because it was my adopted dad's car that I bought when he passed away. I bought it from his brother, and then I passed it down to my son, my youngest son, and he's going to restore it back to originality. So
okay.
It's parked right now, though, but it did need replaced.
Okay. We've got about 2 minutes to get this done. Anyway. And I said, yeah, we got about 2 minutes, so I'm not pressuring my wife, but we don't want to get sidetracked. Anyway, so that was our backup vehicle. We were using it as a backup vehicle. And it was falling apart. The lights at night, even when they stayed on, you could barely see from them. And, you know, it was like barely shining a flashlight in front of the car. And then they would just go out periodically. And clearly not something safely to be driving on a highway with a truck highway. But the father replaced that one. I got the money through supporters, and we bought another vehicle and replaced that one. And then I guess you got the money together and figured out what was wrong.
Well, my truck had a couple flat tires that I needed replaced, but also I had it parked and was using the car because my heater doesn't work. I had no heater, and I got fibromyalgia. I couldn't drive it with it being so cold, so I think I'm going to try and get an estimate on how to get that heater fixed so it'll be ready for wintertime again.
Okay, and we also had to fix a cam sensor in it that kept making it want to die or die. And so, yeah, it was. Even if the tires wouldn't have been bad, you couldn't drive it because it was freezing cold out. But now it's warm enough that you can drive it so you can get up the money to fix the heater. Okay, so that put one dangerous vehicle and one that couldn't be driven with no heater. So that took two vehicles basically out of commission. And then so we were dependent on the biggest backup vehicle was my truck. My truck, the engine just blew up completely in.
Almost 400,000 miles on that truck, though.
Yeah, amen, but it blew up completely. So that left us without a vehicle. And so, except for the little white car, that left us without vehicles until... So we prayed about it. I put out a couple of videos and talked about it, and people donated money towards our transportation. And so we have a backup vehicle, your truck's running, and my truck is getting a brand new engine and transmission, so it'll basically be brand new.
It won't be a used vehicle anymore. It'll be a 1997 and a 2021 body, or 2021 motor and a 1997 body.
Okay, we got to go. you got anything to say to them?
Just be blessed.
All right, folks.
Pray about helping.
Okay, you can donate online, over the phone, mail a check or money order, and you can find all that information where?
At prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
That's prophecyhour.com. Okay, folks. Remember, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights on the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what, Mother?
Always pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it's like praying for Messiah's return. And always be a blessing to others.
Always, always, always be a blessing to others. Okay, folks, make sure you tune in and hear me in an hour from now with Michael Snyder. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.